WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Lightning's Girl, and you are listening to Cause and Effect. I think it's been a pretty stressful week for, I think, America in general. So what better timing than to have the entire theme of the show this week be all about Sam Beam, a.k.a. Iron and Wine. He's an American singer-songwriter. He's definitely had multiple incarnations of... I put the term band into quotations because it's really just him, and depending on the record and the tour, he has sort of a varying lineup of people. Maybe it's just him. Maybe it's a whole barrage of people. And he's been putting out records since 2002. He's actually originally from South Carolina, but came to VCU and studied here before moving on to Florida, where he actually, I guess he got a MFA degree for film. So I think he taught film for a little while before his music really kind of took over his life. So because he's had so many varying styles of music, I'm going to start with the more traditional stuff, which like in the background is John Faye, and some of the more hushed, sort of softer toned vocally, folky stuff for the beginning. And then as his sound progressed over the years, I'm going to kind of mix in some other influences. So I'm going to kick things off with the most appropriate artist for probably the entire set, and that's going to be Nick Drake. So enjoy, settle in, and relax.
Look, see the sights, the endless summer nights. Go play the game that you learned from the morning. Thank you.
So today, I wrote a song for you, 'cause a day can get so long. And I know it's hard to make it through when you say there's something wrong. So I'm trying to put it right, 'cause I want to love you with my heart. All this trying has made me tight, and I don't know even where to start. Maybe that's a start. For you know, it's a simple game that you play, filling up your head with rain. And you know, you've been hiding from your pain in the way, in the way you say your name. And I see you hiding your face in your hands, flying so you won't land. You think no one understands. So you hunch your shoulders and you shake your head, and your throat is aching but you swear no one hurts you, nothing could be said anyway, you're not here enough to care. And you're so tired, you don't sleep at night, as your heart is trying to mend. You keep it quiet, but you think you might disappear before the end. it's strange how you cannot find any strength to even try to find a voice to speak your mind. When you do, all you wanna do is cry. Maybe you should cry. And I see you hiding your face in your hands, talking about far away land. You think no one understands. Listen to my hands. And all of this life moves around you.
Like a fly when it's caught, the spider soon takes its prey, spins a dance round your heart. Yet be your beauty and age, your pleasure pleasing my mind, your heart will shatter and fall. Step on pavement so cast a glance at the young girls are making their way. The passing image of you reflects a pain to my heart, disappears in a crowd. Running, running from home, breaking ties that you'd grown, catching dreams from the cloud.
Never put nobody else above me.
then I'll know my love for you will always grow. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are run the game. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey, me and room service, baby. Me and room service, well, we're living the life of sin. When I ain't drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I ain't sleeping, honey, when I ain't sleeping, mama, when I ain't sleeping, well, you know you find me crying. Baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are run the game. Living is a gamble, baby, loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, wherever I throw those dice, wherever I have played, the blues have run the game. Maybe when I'm older, baby, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama. Wake up older and I'll just stop on my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same.
That only 1 in 10 women with breast cancer has a genetic history of the disease? A growing body of scientific evidence links toxic chemicals in our everyday environment to the high rates of breast cancer. For this reason, the Breast Cancer Fund works to eliminate the preventable causes and to stop this disease before it starts. To get the facts and to learn the simple ways to reduce your risks, visit breastcancerfund.org. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Tonight is all about Iron and Wine, who really is just one gentleman by the name of Sam Beam. Let's see, we heard Simon and Garfunkel with Blues Run the Game, an influence to, well, certainly folk music, but also Iron and Wine. We heard a Marshall Tucker Band, a first for Cause and Effect. I don't think I've ever had a reason to play Marshall Tucker Band before, with AB's song, a song that Iron and Wine has been known to cover. We heard Running From Home, Bert Jansch. He is a Scottish folkie from the band Pentangle. Kind of a mini Cause and Effect here, because he is a huge influence to Nick Drake, but has not just influenced other folkies like Donovan, but also people like Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin. We heard Alexi Murdoch with Song For You, just I think a great example of another male voice that has a conversational warmth to it, something very similar to Iron and Wine and Sam Beam's tone and style, at least early on in Sam's recording. We heard Iron and Wine with Love and Some Verses off of Our Endless Numbered Days. This was actually produced in a professional studio, unlike Beam, his debut record, The Creek Drank of the Cradle. Is that right? The Creek Drank the Cradle. There we go. Which was recorded just entirely on a four-track mixer in his home. So already, just from the first to second record, you heard a production value change, a slightly bolder production value. And at the beginning of that set, we heard Nick Drake with From the Morning off of Pink Moon. A kind of cool fun fact about that record is it was recorded in just two-hour sessions, both of which started at midnight. So I love little things like that. Neil Young likes to record during a full moon, and Nick Drake made this record at midnight. So back into more music. I feel like this might be the fourth week I've played. Well, okay, not last week, but fourth time in the last month, let's say, that we've heard Bob Dylan in one form or another. So I'm going to start things off with Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues.
When you're lost in the rain and worries, when it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through. Into her room, and you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon, and she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You must pick one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. If you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came, because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Stand around and boast how they blackmailed the sergeant at arms into leaving his post and picking up Angel, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first but left looking just like a ghost.
blue and rusty steel in the junkyard where the alley cats deal and the rag and bone man. He howls like a hungry dog. You can hear the shuffling of his feet on down the street, dancing to a distant hip hop. Shooting the moon tonight. We're all shooting the moon tonight. Easy come and easy go. When that screamer plays on his trombone and the clodhoppers keep time. Distant stars, yeah, these distant suns are all the reasons, the only season. We'll be right back.
stars, yeah, these distant suns are reasons, are reasons, the only season.
If I see her standing there alone, steps from her home. I have half a mind to say what I'm thinking anyway. I don't know. I don't know. There's an airplane in the sky with a banner right behind. Loneliness is just a crime. Look each other in the eye and say hello. Oh, oh, hello. And say hello.
How you doing?
WRIR programming is supported by Deep Groove Records, the vinyl-only music store in Richmond's Fan at 317 North Robinson Street. Deep Groove Records sells and buys records 7 days a week, carries a wide spectrum of genres, and accepts special orders. For more information, you may call 804-278-9112 or follow Deep Groove on Facebook. You are listening to Cause and Effect, and we are 40 minutes into checking out the music of Iron and Wine, his influences, peers, and we just heard Rosie Thomas with a song called Say Hello. She has appeared on a lot of his live performances in support of this new record that's coming in just a couple of weeks. And I can't tell. I looked everywhere to see if she's actually on his new record, and that I couldn't actually find for sure. But she's absolutely performing with him on almost every live thing I've seen online so far, and she is a solo artist in her own right. And These Friends of Mine is exactly what the title suggests. It's a collection of people who made a record with her, and very sort of like at the kitchen table feel, very personal, really, really charming record. We heard Iron and Wine with Calexico, Dead Man's Will. Originally, for the first Iron and Wine record, Sam had wanted to have Calexico be his backing band for that record, and it just never worked out. So several years later, I guess 2 years later is when they finally got to recording it in 2004. And then this record came out in 2005, and it's seven of Sam Beam's original songs with the backing of Calexico, with vocals, additional vocals by Joey Burns. There was Neil Halstead with Seasons, that came out in 2002, and he is a member of Slow Dive, Mojave 3. We heard Mark Fry with Shooting the Moon, and I just love his story because his first record came out 36 years ago. He's a British folk artist, and he waited all the way until 2008 to put out his next record. So it's nice to know that it's still possible to take, you know, 36 years off and still put out a record. So that track was called Shooting the Moon, off the title of the same release, or the record has the same name as that title. And Bob Dylan, Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, at the beginning of that set. We're going to hear someone who I was very unfamiliar with until now, and now I'm just absolutely smitten. Elizabeth Cotton is a Smithsonian Folkways artist. She's released records on other labels as well, but has that sort of traditional folk Appalachian sound to her. And she's just this beautiful sort of ancient ghostly figure. And her guitar picking is incredible. Not only is she left-handed, but she also plays upside down. So we're going to hear an instrumental song by her called Vastapool. Just incredible guitar work. And because Sam Beam is from the Carolinas, it seemed appropriate to find a Carolina artist. So here we go, Elizabeth Cotton. Thank you.
Mr. $10 man, let me tell where you're bound. Drink your green liquor, Lord, you roll to the ground. But you come around here with your money in your hand. Taste of my woman, where you die, where you stand. Well, Snake Mountain Blues, they got me down low. I could die in the morning, but no one would know. Well, my woman come around, my body she'd find. Go down to Dundee, have her a time. Snake Mountain's gonna crumble, Lord, and fall from the sky. For that woman of mine stops telling her lies. Well, if I die, Lord, she'd weep and she'd mourn. Soon as I's buried, forget I'd been born. Love a black skin woman, she won't do you no wrong. Slow to start moaning, she don't moan for long. Oh, a yellow-headed woman brings nothing but pain. Takes all you give her, where she leaves only shame. Oh, my daddy, Lord, he rides on a long, holy train. First winds of winter, I'll see him again. In his farewell to this yellow-headed misery I've known. Snake Mountain's calling, calling me home. Well, the Snake Mountain blues got me down low. I could die in the morning, ain't no one would know. All my woman come around, my body she'd find. Go down to Dundee, have her a time.
If you really wanna hear all of you. Taco.
Sing.
then jealous sisters will sing on my grave.
And I host a radio show every Friday at noon called Wordy Birds. The show is the story of writers, their ideas, their subjects, and their attempts to make sense of the world one paragraph at a time. Wordy Birds is heard only here on Richmond Independent Radio, WRIR 97.3 LPFM.
WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Tonight's show is all about iron and wine. It's officially half over, but fear not, we still have another 60 minutes of music relating to iron and wine, aka Sam Beam, who has in fact spent a little time in Richmond, Virginia, going to school at VCU, where he eventually ended up going to Miami, studying film and becoming a cinematography professor. And now he resides in Texas, where he actually has a wife and 5 children. We heard Pearls Before Swine, I Saw the World, 1968 release. And this whole set actually has a lot in common, not only just the ghostly narration, but it's soulful and joyous, but there's also sort of a peaceful playfulness to it. And you could certainly hear that in Iron and Wine's House by the Sea. I don't want to say a far cry, but certainly different than the handful of early releases, which are much more just a guy and his guitar. We heard King's Sunny A Day, which is an influence on Sam Beam, with Synchro Feelings. Stevie Wonder, another huge influence on him, which you may not necessarily guess for somebody like Iron and Wine, but he grew up listening to bands like the Four Tops and Old Soul Records that were in his parents' record collection. And he actually talks about the influence of Stevie Wonder on his brand new record, which is coming out in a couple weeks. It's the song that we heard by Stevie Wonder is called You Haven't Done Nothing. We heard Townes Van Zandt, Snake Mountain Blues, cult country folk artist with unfortunately kind of tragic life story, and he never really found the following that he should have during the time alive, but Fat Possum has reissued quite a few of his records, and he's definitely kind of a lot of people are rediscovering his music, which is good to know. We heard Elizabeth Cotton at the beginning of the set, and I already told you all about her, and a song called Vastopol. And I'm talking over tongue. I think it's T-U-N-N-G. Maybe it's Tung, but the track is called Surprise Me. And now we're going to go into some of the tracks that are both within his peer groups and songs that he's covered, and what would be an Iron and Wine set without something like Elliot Smith. So I'm going to play Amity.
Oh, should not lie. For my country I would die, and I will see it soon. I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. Got to go home, I've been so alone.
WRAR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. Find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. This is Cause and Effect, and I am Lightning's Girl, and the grade school me couldn't have loved New Order any more than I did. Holy crap, Low Life was just the bee's knees to me. And we heard Love Vigilantes, a song that Iron and Wine like to cover, or likes to cover. We heard Flaming Lips with Waiting for Superman, another song covered by Mr. Sam Beam of Iron and Wine. And Stereolab, Ping, yet another incredible, wacky cover that you wouldn't really, I don't think any of these three songs would be something you'd assume a guy that sounds a whole lot like Nick Drake early off in his career would be bold enough to try covering, no less unbelievably flawlessly, and yet there they are. I think it shows the kind of sense of humor and fun and eclecticism behind an artist that just goes to show just because they sound one way doesn't necessarily mean that's what defines them. And at the beginning of that set, we heard Elliott Smith with Amity, which was from his fourth release and a peer to Iron and Wine. This is Postal Service, Such Great Heights, yet another song that Iron and Wine quite possibly might be equally as known for. I'll get a little bit more into his soundtrack work further into the show, but I read some really interesting interviews about how Sam from Iron and Wine feels about his music being in film and commercial commercials in it, and I think the answer might surprise some people. So stay tuned for that, and we're going to hear J.J. Cale with Don't Cry, Sister. His laid-back approach is something that is probably one of the top five things in all the things I read about Iron and Wine as an influence of that he kept referencing back time and time again. So hopefully you'll enjoy it as much as I do.
Heard them all, but love's the only survival. Your servant here, he has been told to say it clear, to say it cool. It's over, it ain't going any further. And now the wheels of heaven stop. You feel the devil's riding crop. Get ready for the future. It is murder.
Drumbo. went to sleep at the bottom of Ten Killer Lake. It's a cheap, but it's great to be home. Well, he came home from the war with a party in his head, an idea for a fireworks display. He knew that he'd be ready with a stainless steel machete and a half a pint of Valentine's each day. That he hole up in a room above a hardware store, crying nothing there but Hollywood tears. He put a spell on some poor little Crutchfield girl and stayed like that for 27 years. He packed up all his expectations. He lit out for California with a fly swatter banjo on his knee, with Lucky Tiger in his angel hair. Ben's a dream for getting there. Found him in a eucalyptus tree. Lieutenant got him a canary bird and skanked her head with every word. Chesterfield and moonbeams in a song. He got 20 years for loving her from some Oklahoma governor. Said everything this doughboy does is wrong. Now some say he's doing the obituary mambo. Now some say that he's hanging on the wall. Perhaps this yarn is the only thing. Some say that he was never here at all. Some say they saw him down in Birmingham, sleeping in a boxcar going by. And if you think that you can tell a bigger tale, I swear to God you'd have to tell a lie.
God. wanting one another, and when the morning came, I was ashamed. Only now it seems so silly that season left the world and then returned. But now you're lit up by the city, so the window of the tallest tower called and passes by, but much too high to see the empty road at happy hour gleam and resonate just like the gates around the whole. Save temptation and please remember me as in the dream we had his rug burn babies among the fallen trees and fast asleep beside the lions and the a gift for your behavior, a fleeting chance to see a trapeze swing as high as any savior, but please remember me, my misery, and how it lost me all I wanted. Birds above their running in circles round the well, and where it smells on the wall behind St. Peter, so bright on cinder gray and spray paint. Who the hell can see forever? Remember me seldomly in the car behind the carnival, my hand between your knees. You turned from me and said the trapeze act was wonderful, but never meant to. Saw me just come up with anger when it filled with circus dolls. The parking lot had an element of danger, so please remember me finally. And all my uphill I make the pearly gate.
space. Be fire safe this winter. Maintain a 36-inch clearance between all heating equipment and anything that can burn. Turn off space heaters before you leave the room or go to bed. A message from the Virginia State Fire Marshal's Office and the Virginia Department of Fire Programs.
Looking for something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
And we're in the final 20 minutes of Cause and Effect, an entire show on Iron and Wine, a.k.a. Sam Beam. We heard Iron and Wine with the Trapeze Swinger, and that was actually made for the film In Good Company, and he had two other songs in that film. And he's actually, some people are sort of torn in the music industry or fans of indie music, and because some people consider if you put your music in a commercial or a film, it's sort of like selling out. And one thing to remember about Sam Beam is he is a fanatic for cinema. I mean, he majored in it in college, taught it in Miami. And as a film person, it's actually really exciting and interesting to him to see how his music is used in film and television, whether it's an M&M's commercial or Ask.com. Or, you know, something like Garden State. They're all interesting to him. And besides the fact that, truth be known, there's really not a lot of money to be made if you're going to be a musician. So when you license your music out for film and TV, you actually have a chance to make some okay money and maybe even something crazy like survive as an artist. So in some ways, Iron and Wine has been very fortunate in the fact that their music has translated so well to cinema. And I think, as a movie guy, I think his lyrics are very cinematic and very visual, which makes his music really unique as well. So, as I mentioned, we heard Iron and Wine with the Trapeze Singer from 2009. And we had Tom Waits with Swordfish Trombone off a record with the same name. Absolute huge influence on Sam Beam. Same thing for Leonard Cohen, and we heard The Future, and before I really knew Leonard Cohen very well, I actually thought that song was Tom Waits, so I think they make a really nice pairing. And at the beginning of that set was J.J. Cale with Don't Cry, Sister, and he had songs like Cocaine and After Midnight, people like Eric Clapton, Kansas, Widespread Panic, all are people that have covered his music and is probably better known than he is. And what's kind of fun about his style is even though it's sort of country and jazz and blues all kind of mixed in. I think he calls it the Tulsa sound. He often uses a drum machine, which is definitely not sort of a typical thing within that music style. And very important to play Band of Horses, even though I was naughty and talked over the track. Thanks to a member of Band of Horses, when Sam Beam had been originally working on some four-track recordings, he gave a demo to a friend, and his brother happened to be a member of Band of Horses, actually the singer Ben. And so through a sort of chain of command, Band of Horses is on Sub Pop, and they pass it on to the owner, who really liked Iron and Wine, and the story kind of built from there. So a great little accidental cause and effect kind of thing happening there. Next week I am off. JJ will be stepping in. I don't think he's decided yet what his topic or band will be, but I'm sure it will be amazing, whatever it is. The following week, with the week off, it's going to give me some time to do some very important homework, to do a show on Bobby Robinson, who just passed away. He was 93. He was the owner of Bobby's Happy House in Harlem and ran record labels like Red Robin, Whirlin' Disc, Fire, Fury, and I think maybe one more, Enjoy. He not only ran a record store, but he produced records, had the record labels, and was one of the first people to ever record hip-hop and release it. So an extremely important person in American music history, and definitely looking forward to dedicating 2 hours to all of the music that he helped release and change American music history. And one last thing, please get well, Trish from broadcast. So let's see. I've got 15 minutes left. I'm going to do Todd Rundgren with It Takes Two to Tango.
Na 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 the chain. Take me to the pilot. I am all a stranger. Take me to the pilot. Lead me to the chain.
So small, door was so small. I saw rain clouds, little babies, and a bridge that had tumbled to the ground. I saw sinners making music, and I've dreamt of that sound. I was walking far from home, but I carried your letters all. I saw lovers in a window whisper, warn me like time, warn me like time. I saw sickness blooming fruit trees. I saw blood and a bit of it was mine. I saw children in a river, but their lips were still dry, lips were still dry. I was walking far from home, and I found your face mingled in the crowd. Saw a boat full of believers sail off talking too loud. I saw sunlight on the water, saw a bird fall like a hammer from the sky. An old woman on a speed train, closing her eyes, closing her eyes. I saw flowers on
passing on alone. So a prisoner, take a pistol and sing, join me in song, join me in song. So a car crash in the country, where the prayers run like weeds along the road. I saw strangers stealing kisses, living only their clothes, only their clothes. So a white dog chased its tail, and a pair of hearts carved into a stone. I saw kindness and an angel crying, take me back home, take me back home. Saw a highway, saw an ocean. I saw widows in the temple to the Lord, naked dancers in the city. How they spoke for us all, spoke for us all. I saw loaded linen tables and a motherless colt, then it was gone. I saw hungry brothers way down with the radio on, radio on. I was walking far from home, where the names were not burned along the wall. So a wet road formed a circle, and it came like a call, came like a call from the Lord.
I'm going to sneak in on the last couple minutes of the evening to tell you what you just heard. That was Iron and Wine with Walking Far From Home. That is from the first single off his new record, which is coming out January 25th, called Kiss Each Other Clean. It's sort of a PG-13 title. Kind of dirty, but not quite. And if you're wondering what in the world you heard for That's That, not very typical for what I tend to do. His new record is very influenced by the 70s and 70s mainstream pop. So we heard Caliphone, who is some of his live backup band right now with Spider's House. And I think when a lot of people wonder what his new sound is all about, I'm going to point the finger at Caliphone first and foremost. But we heard Elton John with Take Me to the Pilot and off his self-titled. Yeah, I never thought I'd play Elton John either. I'm telling you, I think the 70s might be the new 60s. I have a feeling we're going to hear a lot more 70s-influenced music in the year to come. And Todd Rundgren, Paul's behind me shaking his head, a little scared. Todd Rundgren at the beginning of that set with It Takes Two to Tango. I'm going to end tonight's set with a peer group to Iron and Wine, and that would be Low with Monkey, another band who managed to break out of the whisper core and do something a little bit more rockin'. So have a great night. Paul's Boutique up next.
Swear I'm gonna make it right. used to be the same.